Blog Talk Radio.
All right, hello, my beautiful single ladies out there. Good morning, if you're listening to this during the morning time. Good afternoon or good evening if you're listening to it later. I am Kiki Strickland, your matchmaker and dating coach, helping you find the love you've always dreamed of. Today we are talking about dating military men. But before I get into that, I want to give you a little bit more about me because I know every time I do this show, there are people listening who probably have never heard of me. I am a matchmaker and dating coach in Washington, D.C. I have been working with singles since 2006, got into life coaching and dating coaching in 2009 when I realized that just providing an introduction for people did not seem to be enough to help them to make things work. People have a lot of different things going on in their lives. We're not always taught how to date or how to make a relationship successful. So I got into the coaching side to help when I saw that singles who genuinely were attracted and interested in one another and wanted to date each other were not being successful in the relationship. So now I am a full-time dating coach and matchmaker. My degree is in communications from Howard University in Washington, D.C. I also have 3 coaching certifications. I also provide my own certification. After going through 3 different ones, I have pulled out the best information that I have gained over the years and created a certification of my own for those who are interested in both coaching and matchmaking. And you can find out more about me and what I do at KikiStrickland.com, K-I-K-I, Strickland.com. So we're talking about military men today, and actually next week I think I'm going to do dating a police officer. So what I do is I meet with ladies and gentlemen all over the country, even out of the country in some cases, and talk about their dating issues and work on what's hindering them from finding their Mr. or Miss Right. And a lot of times meeting with you all out there, you tell me about the different situations in your lives and different people you come across. And several times, ladies, I have heard you say, oh, I would never date a police officer. I do not want to date cops. Or, oh, I would never date a military man or someone in the military. And then you give me these reasons that you heard somebody dated someone who was a cop or in the military, and he stalked her, and he was able to get information that a regular guy would not be able to get because he was in that field. Or you tell me you saw a movie where the serial killer was in the armed forces or a cop, and you're just afraid to even get into that arena because of something you've either heard or seen. Not even an experience that you yourself have gone through or someone that you know have gone through usually. If it has happened, sorry to hear that. Things can happen. I'm not saying that anyone's perfect. But what I do want to talk about is not eliminating anyone automatically by stereotypes. I deal with this on a daily basis. Lots of women say, oh, I don't want to date a guy who's this, or I don't want to date a guy who's that. I don't want to date a guy who's too tall, or I don't want to date a guy who's not as tall as this height. And really what we should be, ladies, is more open. Just wait and see what the person is like. Do not eliminate a guy on anything external until you get to know a little bit about him, and then you can eliminate him if need be. You may find that you actually enjoy his company. He has a lot to offer and you like him. So what I'm trying to teach you not to do is use stereotypes and don't go out with people because you think they're a certain way. Same thing with interracial dating. I know some of you would like to start to date men outside of your race, but you still have hang-ups about it, and you still have stereotypes about it, and you still perceive things a certain way, whether they are or not. So start to lower those. Start to get rid of any preconceived notions that you have about people in general. Okay? That's all I'm saying. Be a little bit more open. And today we're going to talk about military men. And yes, the ups and downs. And what you can do if you do decide that you want to meet one. There are sites out there, ladies. There are sites, online dating sites, that are designed for men in the Army, in the Marines, in the Air Force, in the Navy, for men who are looking for single women. I found one called militarycupid.com. A lot of handsome guys on there, too. Anyway, let's get into this. So, do you like a man in uniform? They are pretty handsome when they have their uniforms on, I must admit. I remember I was working at Montgomery College, and I decided to take a class since it was free as an employee there. And I remember I was on the campus, and I noticed handsome, good-looking, tall man in a uniform talking to a bunch of students out on the campus. And I was drawn over to see what was happening. What was he talking about? And, yes, he was trying to recruit them. Spoke very well, very articulate, deep, sexy voice. And I remember thinking, who's that? So I remember taking his card that day because, yes, he was trying to recruit. And he ended up calling me to talk about joining the military. And we ended up going out on a date, I remember. He probably was not supposed to do that. I really wasn't serious about joining, although I have been at different times in my life thought about the military, and it never happened. But he was interested in me, and we did start going out. We only went out a few times before he was assigned to Fort Hood, which is in Texas, I believe. So here we are in Washington, D.C., the DMV, and he gets stationed miles away in another state. And he was very, very serious very soon, I remember. And he was talking about me coming there to visit, but I was not as attached to him at that point, and I was not interested in a long-distance relationship. So it kind of fizzed out after he called me a couple of times, and I was not open to coming down there. But I remember he was so serious about getting married, and he was saying, you know, he would want me to come move there, and he would take care of me. He just had this different attitude. He was definitely a man's man and more traditional, and I did like that. But I wasn't about to leave the DMV to go to Texas at that time. And this was 2001. I remember I met another guy shortly after that, non-military. And I do remember that whatever was going on as far as wars, whenever they would list all of the casualties of war, I would look to see if his name was listed. And I would hold my breath, waiting to see if his name was going to come up on the list. And that was very scary and disheartening. And I remember thinking, what if I had married him? I would be sitting on pins and needles waiting to see if I was going to hear from him. And I never did see his name, and I'm assuming that he's still alive and well. I certainly hope so. He was a very nice guy, very good guy. And I wish that I had stayed in contact with him, even as a friend, so that I could have had him on the show today to talk about the military and dating. I believe it's very hard for them. I did come across some articles that said that a lot of military guys have dealt with women who cheated on them because they were far away, because it was long distance, because sometimes for months or even a year at a time they're away from their family, and they have chosen women that weren't necessarily faithful to them. And that's very sad to hear. So if you're one that knows you can't do a long-distance relationship, then, of course, dating an act active military man is not for you. But as you know, there are men who are retired military. There are men who were in the military for a brief time. I think my own father was in the Navy for 4 years, just 4 years, and then got out. There are plenty of men who did their stints in the armed forces and then got out. So those men are not active. You don't have to worry about them going to participate in a war. But they do usually have the same disciplines and strength and courage that active men have. And this is one of the things that draws us to them. Listen to what this says. A uniform represents discipline, strength, courage, fellowship, all traits that make for great partners. We are often attracted to men in uniform because of the message it sends to us, that this person is in a position of authority, who can provide us with safety, and whose job it is to protect us from the dangers of the world. So yes, it's kind of sexy to see them in their uniforms, which means that they are one of the most brave, courageous men in the world, fighting for the United States of America. This article will represent the pros, and this is from YourTango.com. You might know that I'm a YourTango expert, and a lot of their articles are great as far as dating and relationships. And this one says, 7 Reasons to Date a Military Man at YourTango.com. And it says conviction. The number one thing is nothing says sexy more than someone who is putting his life on the line to protect your freedoms and rights. Joining the military is a choice. By serving his country, you know he has strong ideals and is willing to fight for them. So a lot of times ladies say they want a man who's ambitious. They want a man who's a man's man, who's, you know, strong and who they feel like will protect them. So you definitely know that a military man has that going for him. Number two, this article says he's in great physical shape. So you know they have to stay on top of their physical routine. So they have stuff they do daily. And, strict diet, strict physical habits, and that keeps them in fabulous shape. I know a couple of guys right now who are in the military that do mock dates for me, and yes, physically they are in perfect shape. They look good. This says number three, the potential for love letters. Since your relationship will probably be long distance at some point, if they're active military, communication becomes very important. That means a lot of emails, chats, phone conversations, and snail mail. So you could end up with a lot of different special packages and romantic love letters. And if that's your thing, hey, a military guy is perfect for that. Number four says, you know that he can take care of himself. He's used to surviving in hostile circumstances. He knows how to protect his fellow soldiers. He knows what it takes to work as a team. He's definitely independent. He's not going to be too clingy. Usually they spend periods of alone. So this one is just saying the mindset that they have can translate well for relationships. I have heard the opposite on that as well, so I guess it just depends on the individual. But that's your job, to meet a lot of people, to date them, to see which ones you like, which ones you don't like, to see what kind of personalities gel with yours. So you want to date different types of people, and I would say definitely throw in a military guy if you come across one that is interested. Give him a chance and see what you think. How is his mindset? Do you like men with that type of mindset? Number five, he takes direction well. Military is all about structure, order, and rules. If he can survive taking commands from his superiors, you know that he won't mind too much when you ask him to help around the house every once in a while, or when you start ordering him around in the bedroom, it says. Well, that's interesting. And then number six says, along with that, very neat and tidy. So they are very disciplined when it comes to their surroundings. So you can definitely count on him not to be a slob. They pick up after themselves. They keep their personal effects in order. In fact, I think most of them are probably better at domestic chores and housekeeping than women are, because that's been drilled into them. And they are evaluated even on their tidiness. So, so you know that he's going to be pretty tidy. All right, now there's another one. There's another article that I'd like you to read on your own. And the website is taskandpurpose.com. And the article is called 9 Smart Tips for Dating a Modern Military Man. But here's some, I do want to talk about the cons, because that's one of the main things that you guys tell me, that you're afraid of what it can mean. And I even mentioned the fear that I had that my friend might be killed in action or in active duty. There are things that you will have to think about if you're going to date someone in the military. And this is an article I found, or actually it's a blog, midlifenavywife.blogspot.com. She is married to a man in the Navy. She said, "I met and married the Navy man of my dreams, and they have a great life and children." And she wants to write about life on the home front to a deployed service member. So this is her blog, and this one is called 10 Things to Consider Before Dating Someone in the Military, because I do want to share the pros and the cons. So I just shared the pros. Here are a couple of the cons. She says, if you are going to date someone who is a member of the military, part-time or full-time, here are a few things to consider and be ready for. Number one, if you are someone who needs a boyfriend or girlfriend at your side at all times, or who needs constant attention and affection, a military spouse life is not going to be a good choice for you. And I'm assuming that's because they could be away sometimes, because they have assignments to go on. You are not going to be with them 24/7. So you have to be the type of person who can handle the time away from each other. Number two says, if you do not want to spend birthdays, wedding anniversaries, babies' births, and holidays without your significant other, don't date someone in the military. This is a given in the military and other professions like medical, fire, and law enforcement fields. Make plans for how you will celebrate the holidays without them and enjoy yourself. So you can pretty much plan that they're not going to be able to be with you for all of those special days. And if you're someone who just knows you can't handle that, then this type of lifestyle, because it is a lifestyle, is not going to be for you. If you are someone who needs to live close to your family, do not date or marry someone in the military. You will move a lot, this article says, potentially to far places around the world. Do not expect anything otherwise. Do not pretend this is not real. Do not be dramatic or unhappy when this happens. He could be stationed elsewhere and most likely will be. Now, some of you will love that, being able to travel and live different places. I know some of you are military brats. Your father or mother was in the military, so you're used to that type of lifestyle. So you might be interested in dating someone who is living that type of lifestyle now. This says number four, if you are not supportive or interested in the military as a family life choice, do not date or marry someone who loves their career in the military. Do not anticipate or think that you will get them to leave the military and do something else. So this is saying, don't go into it thinking that, oh, okay, I do like this guy, but maybe I can get him to get out of the armed forces. If they like it, they're not going to leave it. And they shouldn't. This is what they are passionate about. They love serving their country and fighting for their country and that military lifestyle. Don't try to make them leave it. And I agree with that. I have a great amount of respect for the military. And like I said, I even thought about joining the military a couple of times. Once when I was in high school, and then once when I was in college, when I would see the ROTC students, I just thought they looked awesome and seemed to really have stuff together, so disciplined. And then later I considered it again when I was interested in that guy. If you have a very defined career path that requires a specific location and number of years spent in one place, then of course a military partnership is not for you. Again, if you're in a job, if your particular career causes you to be somewhere, then you're not going to be able to travel as much with your husband if he's in the military. So yeah, you have to consider your own career choice as well. If you have a lot of anxiety and worry a lot, being a military spouse may not be something that you're built for, this blog says. And that's a good point. I, again, mentioned how I was, every time they would show, I think it was at the end of 60 Minutes back in 2001, at the end of every 60-minute show on Sunday nights, they would show a list of the military people who did not make it. And he was only a friend. We had only gone out a couple of times. But imagine if we were in love and I was looking to see if my loved one was going to be on that list. That would have been heartbreaking. So you do have to be a stronger type of person today, even a police officer, because their lives are on the line every day too. And every time they walk out that door, you have to admit or acknowledge that they might not be coming back. So you have to be a strong woman of faith in order to be in that type of marriage. There's more, but you can read it yourself. I do want to talk about how to meet a military guy if that is something that you decide you are interested in doing. Now, you've seen the movies like Annapolis, and An Officer and a Gentleman, and there's probably lots of others that I have never seen. But I know that there are some ladies who are specifically looking for a military man. They want that lifestyle. They want to be taken care of. They want to live on a military base. I know that things are so much cheaper and you get so many perks, so many benefits being a part of the military. We are not a part of the military, my husband and I, but because my husband's father, stepfather, is a retired brigadier general, then we get lots of perks. And I love it. I wish we got even more, because I know that there was one guy that I met who always went on cruises because he got such a huge discount by being part of the military. I know there are loans for houses for military and the armed forces. There's wonderful benefits for you and your spouse if you're part of the military. So I know there are women who are specifically looking to get into that life style and to live on a base and to travel and to be an Army or Navy or Air Force wife, Marines. Maybe you are even drawn to the men who are on the front lines, or the men who are like Navy SEALs, the best of the best. That's awesome. I'm not opposed to that. But here's how to meet a military guy. I found this online. This is from datingtips.match.com/meet-single-military-men. And this says, how to meet a military guy. Step one, if you're able, join the military yourself. While this may seem like an extreme option, it is the easiest and best way to meet men in the military. This is likely an appealing choice for women who have already considered joining the military. But before making this decision, be aware of the difficulties and challenges that may come with being a woman in the military. I know several women, and it's so funny that when I meet the women that have been in the military, I would have never thought that they were military women because they're so feminine and soft and pretty. And then they tell me, oh, yeah, I'm in the Navy. And I'm like, oh, this is awesome. You rock. Military women rock. But it's not an easy journey. So they're just saying, make sure you have the mindset to deal with all that it comes with. And you should not, this says you should not join the military merely to meet military men, because you can meet them without joining. But if you are looking for one, this may be your best option. You don't have to join the military to meet a military guy. Step two says go on a military base. You can find a job there. You can meet people who work there. Or you can just simply go to an event that's there. You can't, of course, get on the base just at any random time without someone letting you on it. But they do have events. And at that time, all you need is an ID. They check your they check your car and all of that. But you can get onto military bases with an ID if you're going to function there. And you can always meet a female that's in the military or that knows someone on the military to get you onto the base. My husband plays tennis on Andrews Air Force Base sometimes because he met someone who played tennis somewhere else, and then that person invited him to play on the base. So I personally wish that we could go on the base to shop at the commissary and the PX. because I know things are cheaper, but we haven't tried to do that. He just goes up to play tennis and then leaves. But I do know they have all kinds of New Year's Eve events and Christmas parties and different things. And I have heard my clients say they went to something on the base and met some guys there. So definitely do that. Oh, and I had another friend who liked to go eat on the base. So I'm not sure how she actually got access to going up there, but she used to take me and some of the other ladies to lunch on a base at this big cafeteria type place where the food was good and cheap. Step three, make friends who are in the military. As I said, girlfriends who are in the military will know military men and be able to introduce you to some. They will also pre-screen the best ones for you. So that's a good idea. And then lastly, go online. Like I said, there are several websites designed to set up women with military men who want a relationship, who want a committed relationship. But they are having a hard time finding women in their busy lifestyle, so they go online. And I mentioned one that was militarycupid.com. But if you put in meet military men, a whole bunch of different sites will come up. So I hope this has been helpful. Again, I want to reiterate being open to different types of men. Next week, we're going to talk about police officers. And after that, I might come up with a different type of man to meet. I also want to talk about dating men with children because that's a whole other thing in itself. So stay tuned for more topics. I also want to give you the opportunity to meet with me for a free 15-minute consultation to talk about your love life and your dating adventures. Have you tried dating a military man and how did it go? Or are you open and want some more tips on what to do, how to navigate that type dating relationship with a man who might be overseas or might be fighting somewhere in a different country? You can contact me for the free consultation, and I can tell you all about my Married in 2 Years or Less program by going to my website at kikistrickland.com, kikistrickland.com, and right there on the homepage is the information about my Married in 2 Years or Less program and the three different tracks that I have. If you're already in a relationship, track two might be for you, or track three, which is all about getting to engagement if you want to make sure you're with the right person and that things continue to go smoothly. But most ladies want track one, which is how to find your Mr. Right. So make sure you contact me or send me an email at info@kikistrickland.com. See you next time and happy dating.
you have enjoyed Dating Talk with Kiki Strickland. Join us next week, same time, same place, and please tell a friend. Visit www.kikistrickland.com for show topics and more information about the matchmaker and dating coach. God bless.